You're listening to the Escapology Podcast.
Escapology Podcast.
At www.escapology.com.
Escapology.com.
With your host, John Oranya, where he'll talk about how you can start your own business and make more money so you can escape your corporate job. Here now is your business coach, John Oranya.
Hello everyone, this is John Oranya again for another episode of our podcast, and today we will be talking about the common issues that startup entrepreneurs or those corporate employees who are sick and tired of their jobs and would like to start their own business but are confused and don't know where and how to begin. So, you know, I've been blogging for just a couple of months now. And I just want to thank everyone who subscribed to our newsletter. If you haven't, just go to our website, escapology.com, and on the top right-hand side, you should be able to find a form. Just enter your email address, and you will automatically be a subscriber. And also, you can go visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/escapology. So from there, I'm going to give you tips and advice, and we'll give you updates also on any recent blog post or podcast episode. And yep, so there you go. Now, we'll be talking some of the, I would say, top common concern of those who would like to start their own business. Again, especially those who are in a corporate world. And their messages or their concern is always, you know, John, I don't have time for that. I'd love to start my own business, but I don't have time. And also, another common thing or praise that I hear from them is, John, I have this great idea, but I don't have money to start it, right? Another one is, I don't have the talent. I don't have the equipment to make it happen. I don't have it, and I don't have that. Now, what I would like to share to you today in response to if you have those concerns as well, is entrepreneurs, you know, those who started their own business and succeeded in their own industry, in their own business, they're not just merely because they have the resources when they started a business. In fact, a lot of them started with not much resources, but yet they were able to succeed. So when you say you don't have time, money, you don't have the talent, you don't have the machinery, you don't have equipment, you don't have connection, all these things that you're saying are just resources. But what you want to be, or is to be resourceful, that even if you don't have so those resources that you feel that you are lacking, you will be able to find a way if you really want to. Now, I'm not saying that, let's say you don't have much capital, I'm not saying that's not true. Yeah, it could be true, right? If you can't start a business, if you feel that you don't have cash, then it might be true. But what I'm saying is this. You cannot end in there. If you're saying you don't have money, you can't just stop in there and forget about your dreams, forget about your aspirations, forget about your future, your life, the future of your kids. You have to keep moving. And frankly, you can't put any obstacle in front of you and let it stop you, right? I would like to share to you a story, and this is a true story, by the way, of Kenneth Cole. If you're not aware of him, he's one of the top, I think, clothing designer. He got lots of stores, at least here in North America. I'm not sure if you have that in the Philippines, but Kenneth Cole owns obviously a multi-million dollar business, a publicly traded company. And when he was starting, I'm going to read to you the story, just make sure that I get it correctly. Okay? When he was just starting a business, and And let me just pull up the document for you. Okay. Okay, here we go again. Okay. The footwear industry has market weeks. These are the days when industry comes together, buyers from stores converge in New York and at the Hilton. And then he said, I couldn't afford the showroom or hotel exhibits space. You see, when he was starting, he can't afford basically to rent a showroom or a hotel exhibit space, right? But he knows he got to be in this upcoming footwear industry week or whatever they call it, you know, where you can maybe basically showcase your stuff and all this to different, you know, buyers and from store, buyers and, you know, people from different industry in the clothing industry, right? So, according to the article said, I can't got any money, but I got ideas. So I needed something between the hotel and the showrooms on the street. I called a friend in a trucking business and asked if I could borrow one of his trailers to park it on the 56th Street and a 6th Avenue, two blocks from the Hilton, in front of a fancy show company's showroom. Track company, she's his friend, and said, sure, but good luck getting permission in New York. So I called the mayor's office and asked how one gets permission to park a 40-foot trailer in Midtown Manhattan. They said emphatically, one doesn't. They explained that the city only gave parking permits to utility companies or production companies shooting movies. Okay. Now, for most people, I have to tell you, when they counter, say, this kind of obstacle, they're going to stop here. Diba? They're going to stop here. They have now a good reason for not to pursue their dreams and not to pursue their business. They're just going to stop here. But look at what Kenneth Cole did. Okay, so basically, as of this moment, as I read this article rather, he can't get a permit to park a 40-foot trailer on this specific street, in 56th Street and 6th Avenue, where he can basically showcase the his clothes and stuff like that, his merchandise basically, right? So Let's move on to the story. It said, so that day I went down to the stationery store and changed our company letterhead from Kenneth Cole Inc. to Kenneth Cole Productions Inc. The next day I applied for a permit to shoot a full-length motion picture titled The Birth of a Shoe Company. It's really funny. Now, with Kenneth Cole Productions painted on the side of the truck, we opened for business surrounded by the big company showrooms. We had a fully furnished 40-foot trailer. Director and camera and sometimes with film in it, models his actresses. Two of Mayor's finest, courtesy of the mayor's office, a velvet robe allowed a limited number of people, buyers, into the trailer at the time, and there wasn't an important buyer in our industry who didn't come see us. Okay. So you see what happened? He has an idea to park a showcase his merchandise on a specific street here in New York, Manhattan, where basically has a great opportunity to showcase all his merchandise to these stores and retail stores and stuff like that. But he can't get a permit. But he got, the mayor said, is basically, you know, you have to be a movie production company. So what he did is he changed his company from a retail company to kind of, you know, to be a production company. But the point of the matter here is this. You should be able to find a way. Again, I know you said you don't have time, you don't have resources, you don't have money, you don't have the talent, you don't have machinery, you don't have locations, this and that. There is always a way. In Filipino, sabi natin, kung gusto, may paraan. Kung ayaw, may dahilan. So it's the same thing with your business, right? if you really be persistent, if you really want to make it happen, if you really want to quit your job, start your own business, succeed and make a lot of money, and live a life in your own terms, you have to find a way. You see, several years ago, I was starting my consulting business also in Canada. And you know, a new immigrant camp, you don't have a lot of money, you don't have connections, you basically, I don't know anybody in the city. So I don't have all those resources that most people are complaining about. I don't have that too. I remember there was a time that I need to hold a seminar to basically showcase my experience and my talent, rather my consulting business. I don't have resources as well. I need to rent a place, you know, a hotel, so I can hold my seminar, and it will cost me, I believe it was $300 to $400 to rent the space and to get equipment like projector and widescreen and microphone and speakers and all this, right? Now, again, I'm starting. I don't have that much money. I don't have $400 in my pocket, but I have to do the seminar because from there, I'll be able to get clients, and there's where I started my consulting business, okay? So here's what I did, okay? I had a company who's basically selling some sort of a services to my target market. So basically, my target market is small business owners. Okay, so I will hold seminars for all these small local business owners here in Calgary, here in Alberta. Again, I don't have money for the seminar, so I approach a company saying, "Hey, look, I'm gonna hold a seminar where you can have an opportunity to sell your services to these people who will attend to my seminar." So it's really just a small seminar, about 20, 30 people. Again, I don't have money. So I approach this guy and ask him, maybe you have some space, or maybe you can pay for my, find me a place where I can hold my seminar. So this way I can, you know, bring small business to this small room. And then at the same time, you have the opportunity to sell your services to these small business owners. He's basically into a barter, he's a barter company. So his target market is small business owners. So we agreed, we held a seminar, and that's where my business started. So again, I didn't pay a single cent to make it happen. But a point is, I was able to make it happen, right? So it's the same thing with you. If you really want to start your own business, if you're really hungry to make it happen, you will make it happen. And here's the last point I would like to tell you in this episode, and that is, the right resources will never happen. It will never happen. I mean, it won't reach a point where you have the right time, you have enough capital, and you have enough opportunity. That is not gonna happen. Okay? If you're hoping for that perfect time, for that perfect capital, for that perfect opportunity, that is not gonna happen. It doesn't occur naturally. If you want to start and succeed in a business, you make it happen. You have to make it happen with or without resources. Again, thank you so much for listening. This is your business coach to your freedom. This is John Oranya. Have a blessed day.